Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Bundle up. Better yet, stay inside. A dangerous blast of Arctic air will blanket much of the lower 48 over the next couple of days. WBST-TV reporter Erica Finke is in South Bend, Indiana.
Having a plan is key as blizzard and winter storm warnings across Michiana lead up to Christmas weekend.
This definitely is a serious moment. And I just beg everybody to be prepared.
Outages are a possibility.
You should prepare and have make sure you have flashlights, water supply within your house, especially if you live in the county area and you're dependent on a water pump system.
Without power in the house, use blankets and extra clothes, battery-powered heaters, and fireplaces to stay warm.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says some flyers are already changing their travel plans.
The airlines tell us they've seen a noticeable increase in people taking advantage of those change waivers to move their flights without a fee. They say the good news there is fewer people will be impacted as cancellations occur Thursday and Friday. If you're still thinking about making that change, there's time, but you want to do it now. As more flights get canceled, there will be fewer and fewer available seats, especially before Christmas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday brought to Congress a flag of his country with messages written on it by soldiers on the front lines who he visited recently.
Our heroes gave me the flag, the battle flag, the flag of those who defend Ukraine, Europe, and the world at the cost of their lives. They asked me to bring this flag to you.
During his speech to a joint meeting of Congress, Zelensky made a direct appeal for aid for his troops. CDC data confirms that life expectancy in the U.S. fell again last year. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Driven by accelerating COVID and drug overdose deaths in 2021, the CDC says its final mortality data shows U.S. life expectancy had indeed fallen for another straight year, plummeting to the worst it has been since 1996.
A federal prosecutor says two people are now cooperating in the investigation into the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
If you participated in misconduct at FTX or Alameda, now is the time to get ahead of it. We are moving quickly, and our patience is not eternal.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was extradited to the U.S. from the Bahamas. He's expected to appear before a judge today. A confessed French serial killer has been ordered released from prison in Nepal because of poor health, good behavior, and the fact that he served most of his sentence. Charles Sobra has admitted killing Western tourists. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Professor Richard Wolff, the economist, co-founder of democracyatwork.info, author of numerous books, including his most recent, The Sickness Is the System, When Capitalism Fails to Save Us from Pandemics or Itself. It's also available as an e-book. And he's the host of Economic Update with Professor Richard Wolff, a program right here on Free Speech TV. Democracywork.info, Prof. Wolff at on Twitter. And Professor Wolff, this bipartisan omnibus bill, this giant omnibus bill that's moving through Congress this week, maybe even today, I don't know, we'll see how this shakes out, contains provisions that are being sold to us as making it easier for people to retire. And in fact, what it does is it kicks back to 75, the date by which you've got to empty your IRA into regular income. There are a few other provisions that might be of some benefit to average people, but the vast majority of the benefits are going to people who are quite wealthy. I realize this isn't so much a function of capitalism itself as it is just, you know, the Supreme Court allowing the corruption of Congress by legalizing the purchasing of politicians. But I wanted to get your take on it as an economic issue and as a structural issue, because you're a student of both.
Well, here's my reaction. Any judicious, honest appraisal of the American economy over the last 30 to 40 years notes, as have many, many documented supporters, that we have allowed an inequality of income and wealth, which was there before, to become markedly worse, basically from the 1980s onward, right through everything that happened since, through the crash of 2008, through the pandemic. It never stops. And the inflation we're living with now further creates it, because wages have risen much more slowly than prices, and that difference accrues to the people who own the businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So it would seem to me that if you have a Democratic president and the Democrats control both sides, and they constantly make statements, Janet Yellen, over and over, that we have to deal with our inequality that has become so serious, you would look at this retirement area as a way to do that. Take some progressive steps to make the average person do better in retirement. Everybody knows that you cannot live on Social Security, and so you have to look for more, and then there are millions of people who have nothing more than that at all, and others who don't have much more. So go after those issues and make it a little better. Instead, what this bill does, and it was so sad to watch Senator Schumer have to kind of play with words to obscure this, they basically caved. They're doing absolutely nothing appropriate to all of this inequality. They had a chance. They gave it up. And it's sad. It, more than anything else, it's just this ability of a system not to go beyond verbiage about inequality when it has the opportunity and it has the votes, it still is unable to get up the momentum. And that's why there's so much criticism of all of this. I can give you some examples beyond those you mentioned, but I think the bigger issue is, once again, an opportunity to correct an imbalance has been let go. And so it is, for me, yet another sign, as you put it, that the people who have the money buy the politicians to make sure that they don't do what I just suggested would be the appropriate thing.
Now, in my, from my perspective, it seems that the Supreme Court plays a huge role in this by legalizing political bribery. We, you know, starting with the Buckley decision, which said that for the first time in the history of the United States, maybe the history of the world, that when billionaires own politicians, that's no longer called bribery or corruption, it's called free speech. And then 2 years later, a decision written by Lewis Powell himself, the First National Bank versus Bilotti decision, that said that's also true for corporations. They're persons too, and therefore they can own politicians. And then, of course, they tripled down on it with Citizens United in 2010. Do you see structural changes beyond trying to overturn those kinds of just obscene and corrupt Supreme Court decisions that, you know, brought to us pretty much exclusively by corrupt Republicans on the court? There were a couple of Democratic appointees who voted for Buckley, but how do we best deal with this in a realistic and practical fashion?
Well, I mean, that would require us to argue about what is realistic.
Okay.
People have justified everything you just pointed to, allowing all of this to happen on the grounds over and over again, to me personally and to others that I know, that this is what is realistically possible. We can go this far, but it isn't realistic to go further. And my response has always been, okay, we've been realistic for a long time now, and we have worse inequality and worse conditions for the mass of people and the political extremism and conflict that goes with it. So I think it's a time either to give up this realism or else think more broadly about what is realistic. Our Social Security system isn't doing what, indeed, you can go back and read in the 1930s, it was intended to do. Had we taken this moment to really do something for retirees, to give the mass of people a real security as they go into their older age, they would not only be benefited directly, but it would be an enormous support to the younger people who now know that their parents are going to be in a condition that will not require them to take incomes that are barely enough for their families to help the elderly as they were, you know, as they want to do to people who were their mothers and fathers and so on. It would be a generally massively supported, massively appreciated opportunity to correct some of the unequal redistribution of wealth that the last 40 years has meant. And for me, the tragedy is, and I don't understand how anyone could argue it's unrealistic to do that, when even many of the Republicans that I speak to understand and worry that the level of inequality allowed to become worse with each of these missed opportunities will eventually get to a point where, to quote one of them, we're going to be very sorry we didn't take the steps sooner that now are no longer available because people are too angry. You can see it in the wave of strikes, in the wave of labor militancy developing now. Those are people who are not being helped by the inflation, not being helped by these laws that are passed, not being helped by an inadequate retirement system. And, you know, at a certain point, I'm in agreement with my Republican friends. This is going to blow up on us, and we will be very sorry.
Yeah. Back in the 80s, I knew people who were living on Social Security. My grandparents were living on Social Security. A good friend of mine who owned it had a little advertising agency who was kind of a mentor of mine. Not a wealthy guy. It was a small agency in Michigan. Had retired and was living on Social Security. And then Reagan reformed the system in 83 and changed the cost of living, you know, the way cost of living has been calculated. And for the 40 years since then, or almost 40 years since then, what we've seen is that every year Social Security is less able to sustain people. So there's an identifiable point and an identifiable solution, I would think, reversing that. Similarly, when Reagan came into office, the top income tax rate was 74% on the morbidly rich, and the top corporate tax rate was 53%, as I recall. It was over 50%. And now, you know, the top income tax rate is 37%. The top corporate income tax rate is functionally 25%, although most American corporations pay absolutely nothing. Aren't those great starting points that you know, as opposed, not necessarily as opposed to, I mean, I'm all in favor of major structural reform. I'm all in favor of, you know, let's go after capitalism and try to make this system work. But are those the kind of starting points that you're suggesting?
Yes, I have no problem. You know, we used to call those reforms. You know, if you change the system, you're doing more than a reform. But reforms are A, valuable in and of themselves. The best example is the one I would give is the one you just mentioned, so I won't repeat it. We used to tax wealthy businesses and wealthy individuals at much, much higher rates, and our economy was in better shape, growing faster then than it is now. There's no basis for rejecting that as a topic, even though among our politicians it seems a taboo to raise taxes, as if that couldn't be done in a progressive or socially fair kind of way. Yes, I believe in those reforms. But I think what's happening now, and that's why I'll go back to the theme, if you don't do the reforms, you are teaching the people that reform and the effort to reform is not working. It's not doing what the reforms could do if they were passed. That is, the enemy of reform, the people who don't want to give up anything, the richest of the rich, they are able to prevent not only the structural changes that we would support, but even the more modest efforts to do something about an unfair tax system, they won't do anything. They're stalling with a kind of rigid defensiveness. And there again, I would warn, that works to slow it down and to stave off the Day of Atonement and the Day of Judgment. But it's coming as you make the system work so poorly for such a majority.
I think you're absolutely right. Professor Richard Wolff, happy holidays to you, Professor. It's always so great to have you on the program, and I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season.
And the same to you and all the people that help you make this important program.
Thank you. Thank you. Professor Richard Wolff, you can check out his program, Economic Update, on Free Speech TV.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back. I want to talk about this new Medicare Advantage audit. Oh, my God. And I'll be picking up your phone calls. Also, Phil Itner is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour, live from Ukraine. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas, certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. I own a set of these sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, but they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom at checkout and save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code THOM, CozyEarth.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The holidays are here, and Louise and I are savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Kids love getting in on the cooking action, too. And because of all the quality ingredients arrive pre-portioned, it's easy enough for them to help. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. We recently had the Frijoles Fresco Bowls with scallion rice, radishes, and pepper jack. It was just delicious. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code THOM18, Tom18, and I can get you 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. 23 minutes past the hour, and this new Medicare audit is just breathtaking. Government auditors way back like years ago, they had asked a Blue Cross Medicare Advantage health plan in Minnesota to turn over medical records of patients who had been treated by a doctor who was they believed was fraudulent. Blue Cross said they couldn't find the records. This was in 2016. Now a review of 90 government audits released to Kaiser Health News in response to a Freedom of Information Act shows that health insurers, I'm quoting from this report by Fred Shute and Holly Hacker over at Kaiser Health News, reveals that health insurers that issue Medicare Advantage plans have repeatedly tried to sidestep regulations requiring them to document medical conditions the government paid them to treat. Now, in other words, they're ripping us off, these Medicare Advantage plans. They say auditors uncovered millions of dollars in improper payments, citing overcharges of more than $1,000 per patient per year by nearly two dozen health plans. Now, if you've got, you know, a million people and you can get $1,000, you know, a year per person that you can charge the government that you don't have to pay out in payments because you're lying to the government about how sick that person is, you know, that's, what is it, 1,000 times a million? That's a billion, isn't it? Or is that 10 billion? I can't, again, I'm terrible with math like that in my head. That's a hell of a lot of money. Let's just leave it at that. And oddly enough, Chuck Grassley of Iowa said, we need aggressive oversight to recover these overpayments. Only about 5% of Medicare Advantage plans are audited, so these companies have a huge incentive to rip us off, or just to rip off our government, to rip off the Medicare Trust Fund, which is going to kill Medicare if they keep doing it. And even when they are busted, executives never go to jail. No executive has ever gone to jail for Medicare Advantage fraud, even though these companies are committing fraud left and right, against you and me, against the government. The rate of invalid codes, again, quoting from this piece by Kaiser Health News, the rate of invalid codes, in other words, they're saying, okay, you have a far more serious disease than you actually have, right? The rate of invalid codes topped 80% at Touchstone Health, a defunct New York HMO. They, you know, the average that they were finding was that these companies are overbilling the government about $1,000 per person per year. This company was overbilling $5,888 per person per year. They took the money, they paid their executives huge amounts of cash, and then they bankrupted the company when it looked like maybe their fraud was going to get busted. Other Medicare Advantage plans argued that they had no luck retrieving out of, you know, old Medicare records. We just can't find them. Dave Corrigan, who is a deputy administrator at CMS, said that, quote, as a general matter, Medicare Advantage audits are not designed to detect fraud, nor are they intended to identify all improper diagnoses submissions. Well, then why the hell do we call them audits? The cost to taxpayers, Kaiser Health is estimating at 11 point of fraud within the Medicare Advantage system. And this is direct theft from our federal government by these for-profit corporations. Kaiser Health is estimating this year, 2022, at $11.4 billion. Sherrod Brown, Senator Sherrod Brown, says this is not a partisan issue. It is. Sadly, it is.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Broadly speaking, and there are clearly some, you know, variations from this, but broadly speaking, Democrats want to do something about this. Republicans like the status quo. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them Tom Hartman sent you. Check it out at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Highway workers in Arkansas have been preparing roads for a massive winter storm that will also hit many other parts of the U.S. The Department of Transportation's Dave Parker.
By the time we can get out and treat it, the temperature will have dropped so much that the road will already have frozen over to a small degree, but still. A small degree can cause big problems.
In a speech before a joint meeting of Congress yesterday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for more aid for his troops.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
Life expectancy in the U.S. fell in 2021, says CBS's Alexander Tin.
American life expectancy had already lagged behind most large and rich countries before the pandemic, and an analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation earlier this month found the gap has widened.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Happy holidays. It's the season of giving. But you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you go online. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your internet service provider can see and log every single website that you visit. They can record that information, and they are also legally allowed, thanks to Donald Trump and Ajit Pai, they are legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits, and that's why I use ExpressVPN. The ExpressVPN app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider can't see a thing. Plus, it couldn't be easier to use. You simply fire up the ExpressVPN app on any of your devices, phone, laptop, whatever, tap one button to connect, and that's it. Unlike your internet service provider, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. You've given enough to your internet provider this year. Take back your internet privacy at expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/Tom. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And on the line with us is Phil Idner. Phil is the war correspondent and veteran war correspondent on the ground in Kyiv, Ukraine. And Phil's Twitter handle is PHILIPITTNER. And Phil, by the way, I wanted to, first of all, happy holidays, and thanks so much for coming on the program regularly and giving us these updates. And I wanted to let you know that we reached out to your friend who is Erwin Redlener, who is running that the children's charity, the
yes.
Ukraine Children's Action Project, UkraineCAP.org.
Fantastic organization.
We had him on the program, was it yesterday, Sean? Yeah, yesterday. Or that's how bad I am with time. Phil, happy holidays. What's going on in Kyiv today?
Well, right back at you, Tom. Happy holidays to you. Sadly, it's also a depressing milestone. Today is also the 300th anniversary, or the 300th day of this war. So wow. A really rather sad milestone mixed with the joys of the holiday. Which, by the way, before we get into it at full length, I have to reiterate and tell your listeners that despite all the deprivations and the difficulties of going through this winter, there is still joy here. There is still a holiday. There is still families gathering together, embracing one another, maybe more so than in normal circumstances. But there is a holiday spirit here. There's Christmas. There's Hanukkah. There's Eastern Orthodox Christmas. There's Western Protestant and Catholic Christmas. So do not despair. There is Christmas on the streets of Kyiv, and there are people enjoying the holiday with their loved ones. So it is not all doom and gloom. Now, the good news, of course, we know that President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. It is his first trip. Many Ukrainians are happy to see that their president is back on the world stage and traveling. They are not particularly worried about fears that perhaps Russia might use this opportunity to up the ante and make a full-scale attack on Ukraine, because frankly they're used to full-scale attacks in Ukraine, and that's just a Tuesday. So they're happy to see Zelensky over there. They were very much heartened, a huge morale boost by seeing him on the front lines recently. A video released yesterday of him in the besieged city of Bakhmut. That has raised spirits here. But generally there's people going about their holiday season, even though there is the specter of perhaps a new offensive being launched out of Belarus, what the new year will bring. 2022 was not a great year for Ukraine. Lots of folks are hoping that 2023 will be better.
I'm curious, Phil Idner, what is life like on a practical level there in Kyiv? For example, where do you get your food? How do you prepare it? And not just you. I mean, everybody around you.
I'm glad you asked me. I'm really glad you asked me that question, because you're not going to hear this on the. And this is the reason why I decided to go down the route. I could have taken an assignment from NBC or CNN or whatever. I had that opportunity, but I wanted to live amongst the Ukrainians because I think it's important to talk about things that maybe you won't see on the evening news or on the 24-hour news channels. And yes, okay, so shopping. The difficulty is sometimes they run out of power, so they'll shut down. You have to schedule your day around when the shops are open. If you see that your local grocery store has lights on, you go down there while the lights are on because you know you need to buy food. You stock up on food so that, and water and things like that, provisions. You model your day around the potential that maybe in an hour there will be an air raid siren. So if there's something you need to do, you do it right now. And then there is also the additional issue. We're in the middle, again, in the middle of the holiday season. People are out shopping for presents and gifts for their loved ones, something special for someone special. But shops will close because they don't want their employees under the potential threat of an attack. So they'll go into the air raid shelters. It permeates so much of your daily life, just what you do, how you can plan. You can't plan too far in advance because who knows what's going to happen. That's kind of how we live here, Tom. And, you know, thankfully, there, because of the heavy weather that Ukraine experiences annually, there's an entire subterranean structure. There are shopping centers that are built underground because of the heavy snowfalls that we oftentimes get in Ukraine. And that is now doubling up, both as air raid shelters, but also as a place to go where it's relatively warm and where there is a more reliable sense, source of power and internet. So there's a city beneath the city in Kiev, as there are in so many Soviet cities. You find this in Moscow, you find it in St. Petersburg, you find it. It's just the architecture of what the Soviets did.
Right.
Not only because of the weather, but because they did keep in mind that there was always a militarism in the Soviet Union, so that, you know, if you had to go to a bomb shelter, it was basically your way under ground to where you would go shopping in the heavier winter months.
Right.
So that's kind of how we're living. I don't know. Does that answer your question, or we?
It's fascinating. And what about the children? Are schools running?
Yes and no.
And to what extent, also out in the countryside, are you hearing about actual, you know, famine and people freezing to death? I mean, has that become a thing now in Ukraine?
The threat is there, but they're doing everything they possibly can to avoid that. So, you know, a lot of generators are being brought into this country. You cannot walk down the street in Kiev and not hear the sound of a generator somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's just ubiquitous. And it's my understanding, it's in the villages as well. I haven't been in the villages in about a month. I've been mostly in Kiev, but it's my understanding that they also have brought in generators to deal with that on the very personal level. People will seek out cafes or public spaces where they know there will be a more reliable source of power and internet. People are adjusting. It's amazing the way the human spirit can adapt to the most adverse conditions.
Yeah.
And Ukrainians are showing that on a daily basis. So is there the threat of starvation, of hypothermia, those kind of things? Absolutely. You ask about the children. Schools, some schools are open, some schools are not. Some schools are taking the lessons they took from, or adapting the lessons they learned from COVID. They're doing remote learning. But if you spoke to Dr. Erwin Redliner, he may have touched upon this. The wounds that the children have suffered in this war are not necessarily physical wounds that can be dealt with just in medical terms. The psychological damage that is being done to the children of Ukraine is a significant one. Thankfully, the Ukrainians are cognizant of this, and they are already working very hard. I know Dr. Redliner is, but I know he works with a lot of other Ukrainians who recognize that once this country wins the war, because they are convinced they are going to win this war, and I concur, that the generation that grows up in a newly free and independent Ukraine. Those are going to be the leaders. They're the ones that will chart a new path for a newly sovereign and independent Ukraine. And we must deal, in their minds, their perspective is, and again, I also concur, that it is so important that that generation, perhaps most importantly and most pivotal to the future of this nation, because they're the ones that are going to receive the mantle of control of this country once this country wins its war and truly earns its independence. So they must deal with the psychological trauma that they've been going through. And it's, Tom, it's one of the hardest things in any war that I've covered many, many wars. And it's the hardest thing that you will ever see in a war is what it does to these children. Yeah. And I've seen it here and it breaks my heart, but I am hopeful that the good people like Erwin Redliner and the people who work around him and the medical staff and the people who want to make sure that the children survive this trauma in good mental health, that they're doing everything that they possibly can to make that happen. I see, you know, they're doing, you know, I saw today at the railway station here in Kiev, they had Santa Claus and his elves, you know, greeting children coming back or maybe leaving Kiev, and trying to make things as normal as possible. And if not normal, at the very least, recognize that the children need special care because it is the children who oftentimes suffer most in war. Right. So I am cautiously optimistic that they will meet that challenge, but it is heartbreaking, Tom. I won't lie to you.
Phil, and for people who may want to check out Erwin Redliner's charity, it's Ukraine CAP, as in Children's Action Project, I believe, .org, UkraineCAP.org. Mm-hmm. Last question here, Phil, because we're gonna hit a break in a second. How are people paying for things? I mean, if the power is down continuously, I would think that the banks aren't working, the credit cards aren't working. If that were to happen here, we would be thrown into utter chaos. How does that work?
Well, they pull out, you know, you always want to have a good chunk of cash, physical cash, right, on you, or you just don't go shopping when the power is out. But this is a very sophisticated and technologically adept country. So as long as you have a phone with an with battery power in it, you know, they have digital wallets over here. Uh-huh. The problem is, can the person selling, the shop owner, can he then also has to rely on cellular information? And it's just a hodgepodge of how can we make this happen. Ultimately, yes, we either fall back on hard currency or you just don't do shopping that day. It's adaptability, Tom, and that's what the Ukrainians are showing to be experts.
Has a barter economy emerged?
I am aware of some bartering going on, but I'll tell you the one that sticks out in my mind just off the top of my head is the fact that you can go into a cafe nowadays, and when you buy a cup coffee and you can sit there for hours after a couple hours sitting around a cold coffee. Nowadays, there is an implicit agreement between people who need light and power and internet and shop owners who can provide it. So if it's a barter, it's a barter in goodwill.
I see. Fascinating. Phil Idner, a veteran war correspondent who's now living in Kyiv, Ukraine, and reporting from there. Philip Itner, PHILIP.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
ITTNER on Twitter. Merry Christmas to you, Phil, and thanks so much for being on the program with us.
Anytime.
Thank you. In fact, I look forward to seeing you on a more regular basis. We'll be back. It's 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be picking up your phone calls right after this. Stick around. The holidays are here, and we're savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I made the hoisin sweet potato and mushroom bowls with ginger rice and chili soy mayo recently. It was easy and yummy delicious. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code THOM18, Tom18, for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Which is why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom,
THOM to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text TOM to 511-511 today or go to drmartypets.com/TOM. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stop to opt out. And welcome back. Picking up your phone calls here. Eric in Fountain Valley, California. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I want to talk about rooftop solar and the large publicly regulated utilities.
Okay.
So last week, the California Public Utilities Commission voted 5-0 to change their policy for future rooftop solar in all of California. They're reducing the amount of credit paid back for electricity generated by new rooftop solar installations by 75%.
Yikes.
And we fought against it very hard, but obviously we lost. And the speculation is that Gavin Newsom also signed off on this since he appoints the Public Utilities Commission.
Sure. So just to understand this, Eric, if I could ask, let's say that, you know, you're paying 10 cents a kilowatt hour, just to take a round number. I realize it's probably less than that, but 10 cents a kilowatt hour when you use power from the grid. And when you generate power and feed it back to the grid, you would normally be being paid for that at what? At 10 cents a kilowatt hour? And now it's
It depends on the time of day. There's different amounts that they sell it for during different times of day. So
sure.
That at the time when you generate the most, which is during the day in the summertime, that's when electricity is the most expensive. So previously they would pay you exactly the same as what they charge.
Right.
This is a problem that's going to occur that I think is overlooked with the future of rooftop solar, which we all agree has to proceed.
I agree.
Rapidly.
So now they'll pay you one quarter of what they would charge.
Right. And it illustrates that the public regulated monopolies and their shareholders don't really want to create a plan to move forward with what they need to do, which is to shut down their big electric power stations running on gas and oil,
right,
and transfer over to clean energy, because they don't have a plan to voluntarily phase down. And so what the states are doing, even California, is to try to keep them afloat by not basically by taxing people who adopt solar to pay for that. Now,
amazing.
They did put in a little proviso that if you have a battery, that of course that adds an expense to it. But that I think is disingenuous, because I think basically it's an excuse that they're saying that the electric power lines, maintaining them is a big expense for them, and that's why they need to charge the money. And if people have batteries, then that helps them. But I think the bottom line is that they want to suppress new rooftop solar because they realize that their business is going to shrink and shrink and shrink, and they're going to have to go out of business. And we need to deal with this moving forward.
Yeah,
it's going to prevent us from getting where
we need to go. I completely agree, Eric. This is a disaster. In Germany, they were paying people 7 times the going rate for electricity because the utilities were owned by the government. It's incredible. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there? The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.